Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trucks. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Krahoski moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Wertz throws it back to Elliott, who tags the runner out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keen. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Keen steals second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keen scores. Niemann moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Groth reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marlowe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Dyke steals second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Marlowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Del Singh throws the ball into Hatfield, who tags Krahoski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter bunts towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trucks bunts for an out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Lund reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lund scores. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks fires to first and picks off Ginsburg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks juggles the ball. That's an error on Trucks. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 0-for-2 in the game. Marlowe bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Young covering, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Delsing reaches third base with a triple. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delsing scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth bunts towards the mound. Marlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marlow fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Roy Seavers pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Ray Herbert now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Seavers moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Seavers scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Seavers now playing first base. Don Lenhart now playing right field. Satchel Paige now pitching. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bill White. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.